This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March corn ended the day at 3.93¾. That's up a nickel. May corn ended at 3.98½. That's up 4¼. July corn ended at 4.03¼, up 4. March soybeans ended the day at 9.09½, down 4¼. May beans ended at 9.23¼, down 4¼. July beans ended at 9.37. That's down 4¼. March wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade ended the day yesterday at 5.80½, up 2¾. May wheat ended at 5.79, up 1¾. July wheat ended the day at 5.78¾, up 2. And we take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Thursday afternoon. Export sales of corn allowed corn to post gains. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shelled corn bids were 4 to 5 cents higher at 363 to 384. Soybean bids were down 4 to 5 cents at 844 to 893. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted corn bids were up 5 cents at 380 to 401. Soybean bids were 4 to 5 cents lower at 881 to 899. In the southern part of the state, shelled corn bids were 6 to 9 cents higher at 374 to 409. Soybean bids were down 4 cents at 882 to 923. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 4 cents lower at 910 to 920. Basis was unchanged at option to 10 over the March. Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 278.90 to 302.90, up a dollar per ton, with basis steady at 20 under to 4 over the March. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 5 cents higher at 397 to 410, with basis unchanged at 3 to 16 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids up 5 to 7 cents at $3.93 to $4, with basis unchanged to up 2 at 1 under to 6 over the March. Soybeans ended down 2 to 3 cents at $9 to $9.10, with basis up 1 to 2 at 10 under to option the March. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids up 9 to 11 cents at 418 to 419. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 3 to 5 cents, with quotations at 930 to 932. Soft wheat closed up 3 cents at 651 to 653, and Milo ended the day up 5 at 419 to 421. Contract bids to producers for March delivery in the northern part of the state. Corn at 367 to 389. Soybeans at 844 to 895. Contract bids to producers for March delivery in the central part of the state. Corn at 382 to 405. Soybeans at 879 to 901. Contract bids to producers for March delivery in the southern part of the state. Corn at 376 to 415. Soybeans at 882 to 920, and June-July wheat at 559 to 619. That concludes our grain report. This is Katie Lemonager with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. February hogs ended the day at 68.50. That's up 95. April hogs ended at 75.35, up 82. May hogs ended at 81.77, up 92. February cattle yesterday ended at 124.67, that's down a dollar and a half. April cattle ended at 124.17, down 260. And June cattle ended at 116.32, down 212. January feeder cattle yesterday ended at 142.77, down a dollar 15. March feeders, 140.52, down 252. April feeders ended at 143.47, down 255. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday afternoon livestock report. Starting the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations are 200-pound park carcass traded 15 cents higher in a range of 47 to 54.50 with a weighted average carcass price of 52.07. From the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sow price were firm with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded $12 to $15, 4 to 5 weight at $14 to $16, 5 to 6 weight at $16 to $18, and over 600 pounds $18 to $20. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices of barrels and gilts country buying points were firm with moderate demand for moderate offerings range from $28 to $36. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gilts had totaled $23,920. In the direct cattle trade, in the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, choice steers and live bases traded at $122 to $127, and on address bases at $197 to $199. Choice heifers and live bases traded at $122 to $127, and on address bases at $198 to $199. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts with stallions with 271 loads traded. Calculations are 200-pound park carcass was $77.94, which is 23 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Port, values for choice and select beef carcass are trading mixed. Choice carcass are $215.32, which is 36 cents higher, while select carcass were $211.20, which is 82 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter and federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 122,000 compared to 122,000 last week, 117,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated 497,000 compared to 497,000 last week and 473,000 one year ago. A recap of the walnut livestock auction for today had total receipts of 210 choice steers from 123 to 127.50 and choice heifers from 120.50 to 127 and a quarter. Breaker cows average dressing at 58 to 68.50. Boner cows average dressing at $51 to $60, and lean cows from $35 to $44, and bulls, ones, and twos average dressing at $71 to $72. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And that's all for part one of the Morning Ag Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto of Litchfield. Radar showing no precipitation in the immediate listening area. This check of radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. M&M's customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, they wouldn't be where they are today. They're truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. From M&M Service Company and all their employees, they wish everyone a very happy and healthy 2020.
For today, cloudy skies with rain and snow possible, highs in the mid-30s. We will have west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, rain and snow likely, lows in the low 30s, and for tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy skies, highs in the mid-30s. For Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the mid-20s, highs in the mid-30s. 33 degrees under cloudy skies at the Weather Center on this Friday morning from WSMI FM 106. Once again, school closings around the mid-Illinois area today. The following schools are closed: Greenfield, Jerseyville, Southwestern, and Carrollton. Those schools have canceled classes for today. Also, the McCoupin Center for the Developmentally Disabled is closed. Coming up next, we'll have part two of the Morning Ag Show brought to you by the CNB Bank and Trust, now with 19 locations to serve you.
Are you looking for an account that would make you money without tying up money long term, like a certificate? Look no further. CNB Bank and Trust has opened another door for you. Their new money market checking account gives you a number of benefits, including a premium interest rate. Stop by any of their 19 locations or visit cnbil.com for more information. CNB Bank and Trust, helping to open doors since 1854. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our ag news today, the U.S. Senate Wednesday put its finishing touches on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Senator Chuck Grassley, chair of the Finance Committee, and Senate President Pro Tem signed the agreement, the final step before the agreement heads to the White House. President Donald Trump was previously expected to sign the agreement sometime this week. The ceremony Wednesday signals the end is close after the nearly three-year process of renegotiating the agreement, then further negotiations to gain U.S. congressional approval. President Trump in January of 2017 announced his intention to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. The trade talks started in May of that year. A deal was reached in September of 2018 between the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Senator Deb Fischer, a Republican from Nebraska who attended the ceremony Wednesday, says she is proud that this critical trade agreement has finally come across the finish line. President Donald Trump told the American Farm Bureau Federation on Sunday that the USMCA and the agreement with China are just the beginning, as his administration seeks more trade agreements. Canada will consider the passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement next week. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters on Monday, "We will introduce a Ways and Means motion, and on Wednesday we will table legislation to ratify the deal." The comments were part of a press conference detailing plans for Canada's parliament, which returns to work next week. Prime Minister Trudeau says, "We are going to make sure that we are going to move forward in the right way, and that means ratifying this new NAFTA as quickly as possible, but responsibly in the House of Commons." Canada is the last of three nations to take action on the agreement. Mexico has already ratified the agreement, and the United States has one final step to ratify it, being President Donald Trump's signature. The USMCA, or CUSMA, as it's known in Canada, is estimated to be worth an extra $2 billion annually in exports for U.S. farmers. The number of licensed dairy farms in Minnesota continues to drop at a steady pace. New data from the Minnesota Department of Agriculture says 315 dairy farms left the business between January the 1st of last year and New Year's Day this year. That's the second year in a row the state has lost more than 300 dairies. Further back, on January the 1st of 2017, Minnesota had 3,258 licensed dairy farms. As of January the 1st of this year, that number is down to 2,448 licensed dairy farms. That's a three-year total of 810 dairy operations that are out of the business. Margaret Hart, communication director for the MDA, says the number of farms going out of business over the last 5 years has been higher than normal, due in large part to a drop in prices. It's worth mentioning that at least some of those businesses have ceased their operations temporarily, which is referred to as dried off. For example, 47 dairies that stopped operation between December the 1st of 2019 and January the 1st of this year are dried off. That means they intend to resume milking within 60 days. We'll have the commodity markets throughout the day for you on WSMI and WSMI FM 106, beginning with the opening commodity markets this morning at 9:30. Part two of the Morning Ag Show brought to you by the CNB Bank and Trust, now with 19 locations to serve you. Reporting for Gabe Osborne, I'm Randy Prangy.